In a significant development in Tunisia's judicial system, a court has handed down verdicts in the case of the assassination of prominent political figure Chakri Belaid in 2013. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Four individuals have been sentenced to death, while two others have been given life imprisonment for their involvement in the murder. The brutal killing of Belaid, who was discovered shot dead in his car in Tunis, stirred widespread outrage across the nation. Known for his outspoken criticism of the ruling Ennahda party at the time, Belaid had vocally condemned what he perceived as the party's tolerance of extremist violence against secularists. Despite Tunisia's legal provision for capital punishment in severe cases, executions have not been carried out since 1990, with death sentences typically commuted to life imprisonment. A total of 23 individuals have faced charges related to Belaid's assassination. Following 15 hours of deliberation, the court delivered its verdict, which was broadcast live on national television. Prosecutor Ayman Chiba expressed satisfaction with the outcome, affirming that justice had been served. The assassination of Belaid, along with that of another opposition figure, Mohamed Brahmi, 6 months later, was claimed by jihadists affiliated with the Islamic State. These tragic events prompted widespread demonstrations in Tunisia, underscoring the lingering tensions following the Arab Spring uprising 2 years prior. Tunisia's current governance under President Kais Saied has not been without controversy. Criticized by some as exhibiting autocratic tendencies, Saied has made significant power moves, including the dissolution of the country's main legal body, the removal of the Prime Minister, and the suspension of Parliament. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.